Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia is hospitalized in Washington after suffering a fall and breaking some ribs. Robert Jimison with Georgia Public Broadcasting has more.
Senator Isaacson has been admitted to George Washington University Hospital in Washington, D.C. after suffering a fall in his apartment. According to a spokesperson, the senator broke four ribs. In a statement, Isaacson's office says the 74-year-old senator from Georgia is, quote, in pain, but resting and doing well. In June 2015, he announced he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Isaacson has been in the Senate since 2005. Before that, he represented the state in the House. This is NPR News.
From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms testified on Capitol Hill Wednesday about climate change. GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
Bottoms told the Senate Committee on Climate Change that widespread regional impacts could put a strain on the city.
Hurricanes and sea level rise in coastal regions of the southeast are likely to create climate refugees who seek rapid resettlement in Atlanta. We saw this in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
Atlanta is one of three cities in the state participating in the bipartisan National Climate Mayors Program. Both Clarkston and Macon's mayors are also a part of the network dedicated to fighting climate change at a local level. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Georgia's head of juvenile justice is now out of a job. Commissioner Avery Niles was fired on Wednesday by the department's board and Governor Brian Kemp. The sudden departure comes after 11 Alive's investigative team revealed that Niles lied under oath that he had an associate degree in criminal justice from Columbus State University. Niles later admitted to that lie. The Department of Juvenile Justice oversees Georgia's youth offenders. In soccer, Atlanta United picked up their first regular season win in nearly 3 weeks last night, beating the Houston Dynamo by a score of 5-0. Darlington Nagbe, Julian Gressel, Brandon Vasquez, and Joseph Martinez all contributed goals. Gressel spoke about the win after the game.
We can only play the game that's in front of us, the next one, you know, and we did that tonight. Now the next one is D.C., so obviously we feel good now. We know we want to carry that into that game and get another win at home.
Atlanta now sits second overall in the Eastern Conference, trailing only Philadelphia. The team will host D.C. United at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday.